This is Torah Every Day. Studying through the book of Numbers, Bamidbar, and listening to the music of Vache, a record called Duduk. Ancient sounds, once again, of the Middle East. And today, the last section of the Parasha Bamidbar, the first portion of the Book of Numbers, chapter 4, verse 1, Adonai said to Moshe and Aaron, "Take a census of the descendants of Qat, the Kohathites, that is, who were among the descendants of Levi, by clans and families, all those from 30 to 50 years old. These will enter the corps doing the work in the tent of meeting." So now the Kohathites are being selected for holy work, spiritual work. And yet, as we're going to see, that holy work was actually physical labor, carrying the things of the tabernacle from place to place as the cloud would move and the people of Israel would follow. The ancient sages said that these were from the age of 30 until the age of 50 because one under 30 has not reached the peak of his strength. From this, our sages said at 30 for full strength. But over the age of 50, one's strength begins to wane. Isn't that the truth? So from 30 to 50 of the Kohathites, here is how the descendants of Kohath are to serve in the tent of meeting and deal with the especially holy things. When the time comes to break camp, Aaron is to go in with his sons, take down the curtain, which serves as a screen, and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. On that, they are to place a covering of fine leather, and on top of that, spread an all-blue cloth. Then they are to insert the carrying poles. On the table of showbread, they are to spread a blue cloth and place on it the dishes, incense pans, offering bowls, and pitchers. The perpetual bread is to remain on the table. They are to spread on these things a scarlet cloth, cover them with a covering of fine leather, and insert the poles. They are to take a blue cloth and cover the menorah for the light, its lamps, its tongs, its trays, and the jars used to add oil to it. They are to wrap it and all its accessories in fine leather and place them on a carrying frame. This again is preparation for moving around. Verse 11, on the gold altar they are to spread a blue cloth, cover it with a covering of fine leather, and insert it. Verse 11, on the gold altar they are to spread a blue cloth, cover it with a covering of fine leather, and insert its carrying poles. They are to take all the utensils they use when serving in the sanctuary and put them in a blue cloth, cover them with fine leather, and place them on a carrying frame. After removing the greasy ashes from the altar, they are to spread a purple cloth over it and place on it all the utensils required for their altar service: the fire pans, the meat hooks, shovels, basins, and other utensils for the altar. Then they are to spread over it a fine leather covering and insert its carrying poles. When Aaron and his sons have finished covering the holy furnishings and all the holy utensils, when the camp is about to move forward, then the descendants of Kohath are to come and carry them. But they are not to touch the holy things, so that they won't die. These things are the responsibility of the descendants of Kohath in the tent of meeting. So the descendants of Kohath, the Kohathites, were called by God from the ages of 30 to 50. Imagine you had a holy calling, knowing as you're growing up that that is what you're going to do. And what was that holy calling on your life? To carry things through the desert. It is interesting to me, and it reminds me of what Yeshua would later say, that if you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be a servant of all. So the menial labor, we would think, of carrying, helping people move, has got to be one of the things that people dread the most, is being asked to help people move, isn't it? Imagine you're the moving men for God, the Kohathites. And yet it was not any less holy, any less godly, any less spiritual, but it was physical. Sometimes husbands taking out the trash, carrying it out, can be one of the most spiritual things you can do within your home. Servants of all. Verse 16, Eleazar, the son of Aaron the Kohen, is to be responsible for the oil for the light, the fragrant incense, the continuing grain offering, and the anointing oil. He is to be in charge of the entire tabernacle and everything in it, including the sanctuary and its furnishings. Adonai said to Moshe and Aaron, "Do not cut off the clan of Kohath from among the Levi'im, Levites. Rather, do this for them so that they will live and not die when they approach the especially holy things. Aaron and his sons are to go in, and you are to assign each one his task. But the descendants of Kohath are not to go in and look at the holy things, as they are being covered. If they do, they will die." Again, the separation, the teaching and instilling into the minds of the people, the separation of God, that only through his priests could he be reached. And that responsibility was specifically set aside to Aaron and his sons. Later, it was a monumental event at the execution of Yeshua, how the curtain that separated man from the especially holy place was torn from top to bottom. And what did it indicate? It indicated that now any man, any woman, any child was free to approach God through our spiritual, heavenly high priest, Yeshua, our Redeemer. Torah 101 Daily.